Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 663. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is sitting right in front of me on top of the desk here. So he might start hitting buttons. There might be a pause in the recording. Or he might just attack me. Or all of the above. Could be all of the above. It did just dawn on me that only a couple episodes away from episode 666. Mark of the Beast is Fox is already trying to jump on the soundboard. Trying to fuck with the recording. Oh, yeah. We are close to 666, Mark of the Beast. Is that going to mark the end of the world? Is that, is that nuclear Armageddon? What will happen on episode 666? If only I were to believe in such things. We're going to make it to episode 666. That's going to be fantastic. I love the idea of the 666. It makes me think of Natural Born Killers. And I can't believe it didn't dawn on me until now that I'm almost there. Because, you know, Natural Born Killers, Route 666, like RDJ's part, you know, Robert Downey Jr. For all the cool kids, RDJ. cool kid. He's like 60. Of course, Natural Born Killers was in the 90s. That's now, it's like 30 years old. I don't know. It came out early to mid 90s. So I'm thinking, you know, it's over 30 years old now. Just fucking crazy. The Tarantino written film that one Oliver Stone directed. Back before Oliver Stone was completely batshit crazy and sucking off Vladimir Putin. that is something I really didn't see coming. Pun intended. I know it's been well over a decade now that maybe Oliver Stone's changed his mind since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which has been a few years ago now. But I know Oliver Stone was just blowing Putin, basically. You know, he did interviews. He interviewed Putin several times and it seemed like he was just a big fan. Like to mouth that hog, if you will. which was really shocking. Coming from the guy that came out so much against, you know, the Vietnam War and what have you, and the man behind the JFK film and pushing the which I guess should there's multiple interviews he did with Vladimir Putin. What the fuck? He did a whole series of fucking interviews with the guy in 2017. I don't know if that makes it better. Oh, he's still meeting with Putin. There's a fucking Russian website saying that 3 days ago, Putin met with Oliver Stone. Yeah, so I'm guessing he's still a fan. Still a fan. yeah, as recently as May of 2023, Oliver Stone said, Putin is a great leader for his country. You piece of shit. but hey, Natural Born Killers was a fun movie, wasn't it? I didn't expect to go down this rabbit hole, son of a bitch. I mean, I liked a lot of Oliver Stone movies. Platoon, That was a great film. But I lost all respect for him as soon as he started throating Putin's hog, you know? Just going balls deep on his meat stick, if you will. The giver of life. Anyway. It's just really fucked up that he would be all for that. Anyway, yeah, I totally got distracted from my real talking points for the day, which is as I'm recording this on Saturday, I'll be of course uploading it on Sunday, which will be officially Game 7 of the Blues versus the Winnipeg Jets. The St. Louis Blues. Blues hockey. Which I'm excited for. I'm excited for Game 7. I really felt like before Game 5 hit, I was like, you know what? Those two games in St. Louis where they blew out Winnipeg, just fucking destroyed Connor Hellebuyck. That I was like, holy shit, it's fucking going down, bitches. It's going down. I think this series is gonna end in six games. That's what I thought. I was like, man, I feel confident they're gonna get, because those first two games in Winnipeg, it was close. Those first two games at Winnipeg, just one or two things gone the Blues' way, they could have gotten a win either one of those first two games. And then blowouts in St. Louis. I didn't think it was going to be another blowout in Winnipeg. I mean, that's a crazy fucking place to play, and they got the whiteout going on where pretty much everybody in the crowd is wearing white. They lose their shit. It is quite the home rink advantage there. So I thought, you know, that Winnipeg would have some, you know, they were going to come back out, even though they got their asses handed to them for two straight games, and Connor Hellebuyck was removed from the game twice for sucking ass. That, you know, I felt confident that the Blues would get it done. However, it did not go that way. Game five ended up being the worst of the series for the St. Louis Blues, which was a bit sad. That being said, you know, they lost in Winnipeg, the Blues, 5-3. And but I was like still thinking, like, well, I don't see the Blues losing at home at Enterprise Center. They had two blowouts there. They're going to bring that shit. They had, what, like 13 straight wins at the Enterprise Center, I think? 13 or 14? Like, this shit is going down. So last night, of course, while I was doing a little bit of painting too. Well, the first period, I watched the first period without getting up and painting. The second period was the real period, though. To be real. I was stoked for it. I knew my boys would come through at the Enterprise Center. First period, you know, you get one goal, and I think the Jets ended up tying it, perhaps in the first period. Going out strictly off memory, I'm not looking at stats here, but it looked close. I mean, the Jets had a decent first period. Then the second period came along, and the Blues went fucking ape shit. They would score, was it four goals in the second? I believe is where the most of the goals happened. I want to say it was four goals in the second. Maybe they had already scored one of the other goals in the first, but the second period, shit got crazy, and lo and behold, by the start of the third period, Connor Hellebuyck would be not even out there, not even on the bench. Which, man, they did that both games he was pulled before. He went straight to the locker room, changed his clothes, and did not come back out. I would think that would send a fucked up message to your team, you know? Be like, the star of our team, the number one stats-wise during the season and whatnot, and it's been this way, I guess, for quite a few seasons at this point, where he's just like the best goalie in the league as far as the regular season is concerned. And it looks like he's going to win his second Vezina trophy in a row, which I believe he won it once, at least once before, but he's not going for a three-peat here, but yeah, they don't take into credit playoffs. which look, if you're going to be the best during the season, you'll get your team to a position to where, you know, they can win it all. At the end of the day, though, if you fucking can't win a game on the road in the playoffs, well, you know, are you that good? Are you that good, Connor Hellebuyck? He was talking some mad shit, you know, it was funny to see him get pulled last night. Because he was, his interviews before game six, which I guess it was after game four, where he was saying that, which he didn't immediately go and talk to the press. Like, he just like, get the fuck out of Dodge. I think he probably went back to Winnipeg before any of the rest of the team. Like, I'm going back home. Fuck you guys. I don't care about you guys. I'm going home. But then when he finally came out of hiding and then talked to the media, something to the line of, I've studied goaltending more than anyone in history. Well, I got to say, though, studying, you can study all you want. Doesn't help with performance. I mean, sure, it does help when you know you understand things. But it doesn't always translate to if you know. I mean, you can watch the game tape later. You should maybe study your own goddamn game tape. I'm sure we would be critiquing a lot and knowing like, oh, yep, that was a big fuck up. I just love the cockiness of him to come out and say this shit. And then for the third time, the third straight fucking road game to get pulled. It's beautiful. It's beautiful as a Blues fan to see. Now I realize the Blues have yet to win a game in Winnipeg. And, you know, that's where the final game seven is going. You know, but I still feel like we have a possibility of, the Blues are a team that's for like well over a month. Probably since like January, really. It's been like win or go home. Before they went on their massive 12-game win streak, they were not expected to make the playoffs. And so they had to keep winning to make it to the playoffs. And within to the last game of the season, it wasn't guaranteed that they were going to be in the playoffs after a 12-game win streak. I mean, this is a team that's been high-stakes games. Like, all of their games have been high-stakes games for, you know, several months. And they do good in elimination games. Like, they're not... you look at Jordan Binnington's eyes throughout the game, through the interviews, what have you. That man is ice cold. Pun intended yet again. There is ice running through that man's veins. He is cool. Cool. He's cold as ice. Like vanilla ice. Except for way cooler than vanilla ice. But holy shit. Man, I have faith that the Blues can take game seven. And I feel like It's every other team in the NHL that's, you know, in the playoffs. I got to say, I would imagine that's like the team that they probably fear the most right now is the fucking St. Louis Blues, because they are still like the hottest, got to be like the hottest team. I don't think any other team has done as much winning as the St. Louis Blues in the last couple months. I mean, they have got the hot team, and seeing what has happened in the playoffs at the Enterprise Center, I sure as shit wouldn't want to go to St. Louis. Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. Shelley has been at the last two home games. I have not been to any of the playoff games. So I considered last Sunday. I was thinking about it. I believe I talked about it on the show. I really wanted to go, and Shelly and Nabita had already gotten tickets, and they had seats. I had considered buying a ticket, but I wouldn't have gotten a seat. It would have been standing room only, and had I gotten a seat, it would have been really fucking expensive, and I wouldn't have sat near them. Though, you know, I've already gone to one game by myself. What really stopped me is I really wasn't feeling so hot last Sunday. I think it's all the painting and shit I've been doing that just been worn out, and just I've been burning, you know, myself at both ends. The wick. It's been rough. Which actually came to a bit of a head this week. You know, a segue out of the Blues games for a while, which I'm excited. I feel like we're going to round two and possibly to the cup. It's a lot of similarities to that 2019 team. I'm excited. But anyway, look, by the way, though, the games are great on the projector. On the X-Jimmy Pro Aura 2, fantastic. The games are fucking amazing. I do have a sound... surround sound system too that I have not hooked up yet, because I'm kind of waiting until I finish at least the dining room. Which really, back to the painting though, yeah, man, I really was hoping that I'd have this shit wrapped up. It looks like I'm going to be doing this for at least another month or more, the downstairs stuff. And I tell you what, I am fucking tired of painting. I am done with it. And I've got so much more to go. So much more to go. But yeah, I did get last weekend, of course, Tony had come over and she helped me paint the walls in the living room, which is a huge help, man. Huge help. That seemed to help me by at least a couple of days, because that would have taken me a long time to do all by myself. Wasn't quite as just the having the progress basically doubled in a night. Just you know, gave me more of the momentum to continue on. Whereas I was working on by myself last night, and it was I was just doing a primer coat in the dining room, because I decided just to do primer the whole way, because the red took way too many coats. So I figured, I have a can, a gallon of primer. Let's just primer the whole fucking wall. But I didn't even finish cutting it in, as I didn't hit it with a roller yet or anything. It's like, there's a lot of fucking windows and the sliding glass door. A lot of shit that's a pain in the ass to paint around. And pretty much the whole dining room is that way. There's one wall where it's not so bad, but I had to patch up a lot of shit on that wall. And yeah, it's nowhere near done. But I was getting so, I ended up only running one day this week, because the lack of sleep was just catching up with me. 3 weeks with like no fucking sleep is not cool, man. Caffeine wasn't cutting it anymore. I had to shut it down, man. I had to shut it down. Couldn't run. I normally run on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Didn't do either of those days. And was able to actually get a little bit of sleep Wednesday and Thursday night. Or not really Wednesday night. I don't think I got much in the way of sleep. Thursday night I did. Thursday night I got some sleep. I got a little bit more than I had been getting on Wednesday night. But yeah, I was feeling like complete shit by that point. Like complete shit. But hey, the living room is pretty much officially done. There's a couple of spots I need to go back over and touch up, like on the black paint. I fucked up and got some red paint on the ceiling where I didn't even notice until I went. But like, had I noticed right away, I could have just, you know, gotten a towel with some soapy water and just wiped it right off. But I didn't notice when I did it. I hit with a roller, small roller, and it's just a little spot. I'm like, God damn it. So I'm going to wait until I go to finally paint the hallway, which at this point, fuck, it could be a year from now. As long as this shit's taking me. But I figure I'm not going to just like put black paint on a brush and just like touch up one spot. Well, there's a couple of spots. I mean, there's the lines on the ceiling I could probably go back over where taping it just kind of taking away some spots or just... The line's not real crisp. Like, I need to go back over with a real fine brush and touch up those spots. Anyway, I did put up my drapes in the living room. And they're not blackout drapes. They're red velvet drapes. They cut down a lot of the sunlight from hitting the wall, the projector wall. But it's not 100%. Like, most of the days has been worked really well because we've been having a lot of rain, a lot of clouds, which sucks because I'm still waiting on the roof to be redone before I can do the drywall and stuff downstairs. There's the one spot I have to replace drywall and whatnot before I can really paint the whole hallway there. And yeah, with the keep raining, I don't know the rain to keep on chugging along. I don't know when the hell the roof's going to get done. Hopefully soon. They have not confirmed any kind of date with me yet. But we'll see. I guess maybe if it's good that it goes a while longer, give me a break from to know that at least I won't finish the hallway for a while. Because I am really fucking hating painting at this point. Painting. yeah, the drapes are up. I mean, I like the drapes. And it definitely, that was another game changer. The look of the room and the living room is just like, holy shit, this, I mean, it feels like a fucking movie theater in there. I got a 150-inch image projected on the wall. And black ceiling, dark red walls, and red velvet drapes in there. And it feels like a fucking movie theater. The speaker on that projector, again, it's got a really good speaker on there, and it gets pretty loud. The surround sound, probably not really needed, but I figured with the tariff shit going through, I knew that if I was going to buy it, I had to buy it now. So I went ahead and bought the fucking surround sound system. It was less than $200. I don't remember exactly what it was. But it had decent reviews. And I'm like, fuck it, let's just do it. Let's just do it because it's going to be like $600 in like a month or two. Let's just fucking buy it now. And, you know, let's get this. I'm trying to get this shit thrown together. And speaking of like the drapes, I did decide, because it does seem like I'm still getting some glare, quite a bit of glare when the sun is really out through the drapes. And I want it to be dark as shit in that, at least in the living room. I ordered some shades from Lowe's that have the blackout shades. They look kind of like blinds, but they're not really blinds. You can't like open them. It's like one single thing, and it's like thick. This shit is apparently real thick and can also help with sound insulation. So like soundproofing, so I can cut down some of the sounds from the outside. So looking forward to that. They were pretty pricey. I don't think I'll be putting them on the other windows downstairs. They were that pricey. But man, it should completely kill the sunlight from that window that is right next to the wall in the living room there. So I feel pretty confident, man. I am going to be just the enjoying that projector. I know that just having the walls painted now in the living room and then plus those drapes up has made watching the projector so much better. So much better. I mean, most of the sunlight is pretty much gone. And the quality of the image on the wall is fucking amazing. I've been enjoying watching Andor season 2 on there, and it is like watching that shit in the fucking movie theater. It's the IMAX enhanced. It's fucking great. But I do have a long way to go before I finish the downstairs. It is... And I've lost my patience with it. As, you know, I work a very physical job that is very physically demanding. And I have pains all over, mainly in my upper body from that job. Neck pains, arm pains, mainly. But then coming home afterwards and then painting for several hours, it's compounding the problem. I put some icy. I fucking slept on my neck wrong last night too. I was having a hard time sleeping. I find that an issue too when I'm spending hours like painting, and then I don't know if it's just breathing in the fumes from the painting or what it is, or the fact that I just didn't finish what I wanted to. Maybe that was just the stress, just being all like, God damn it, you know, that urge that I need to just go back down there and somehow finish this, whether it be 20 hours in a row or what have you. I fucking must have slept on my neck wrong, tossing and turning, and my neck feels like shit. So I've got Icy Hot, which I use Icy Hot all the fucking time now. I'm a little roller. I've got it on my neck because my neck is kinked like a motherfucker. Man, yeah, I'm hoping that after finishing this that I get at least finish cutting in. At least finish cutting in with the primer and the rollers. I don't have much time, unfortunately, to work on it today. I have to take my mom to O'Fallon for my cousin's son's first birthday, which I believe it's probably around an hour drive there and back. And then a friend from work, his birthday was the other day, and we were supposed to go out, I guess, to Hot Shots with a crew of us, and the same crew that went to the Blues game. That when they played the Winnipeg Jets during the regular season and went to a shootout, they unfortunately lost. But hell, man, I mean, they did that against the Winnipeg Jets. And I felt great then because I knew it was the best team in the NHL record-wise. And just seeing them take them to a shootout was pretty fantastic, which I am surprised that none of these games in this series have gone to overtime, knowing that they, you know, that when they played the game that I went to, that it went to a shootout. Is game 7 going to be that game? Is that going to be the overtime game? I'm really surprised that there has not been overtime, at least the games in Winnipeg. Anyway, though, I don't have much time today. I was really planning on painting today and knocking a bunch of it out. I would prefer to just, like, all day knock it out, because I am fucking done with this painting shit, and I want to get it done. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like I'm really going to get any of it done today. Maybe a little bit on with the paintbrush. But I probably won't want to do much of it tomorrow, because I do all my cleaning and shit, but also I work the next day and I really need to get sleep. I learned that I'm just running on fumes at this point, and I need to find a way to get some sleep. And I know next weekend's going to be pretty much the same fucking story. I got shit going on, and I won't be... I don't know when I'm going to be able to finish this stuff. It's aggravating. And I know the longer it goes that I don't have it done, the more I'm just going to want to just kibosh the whole thing and just say, fuck everything. I don't want to deal with it anymore. And then just like live with my downstairs just being all torn apart forever. It's very aggravating. I've got my lava table all covered in cardboard and just all kinds of painting shit on it. And I can't look at the splendor of it. I don't know, my chair's down there. It's depressing to go downstairs, except for the living room. You just don't look in the dining room, the kitchen. If you disregard that, shut all the lights off and watch the projector. It's all good. Yeah. That is pretty much where I'm at the moment. I don't know when the fuck I'm going to have time again to fucking finish this. And I don't like just starting painting and only going for like an hour and just, you know, barely getting anything done. And then I have to clean off a paintbrush, waste, or just, you know, fucking throw one away basically or what have you and waste the paint. It's just not ideal. I need like a week off work. But I've already got one of those and it's not until September and I won't be in the country. The only other day I have in vacation for the rest of the year is going to be in, I guess it's just a couple of weeks, but I'm going to a concert the day before, and I'm going to the dentist. It looks like I probably might have to schedule a few other things for that day to where I probably won't have any time to paint that day either. But hey, at least I'll be off that Saturday. Hopefully I'll be able to. It's the end of the month. Oh, we do have a holiday coming up. There is that. I guess I could be thankful for that. That is the holiday weekend. Hopefully nothing comes up to where I have to do anything other than... Yeah, not... We got 2 weeks out yet before the... Or 3 weeks, rather, before the holiday weekend. Memorial Day weekend. That is hopefully, and that's actually shit that week. I'm only working fucking 3 days that week. Oh, that kind of sucks. It means I'm going to have a small paycheck as far as production bonus is concerned. I'll be off that Monday, which I get paid for, but I don't get a bonus for that. And they'll be off that following Friday. So I'm only working 3 days that week. That's pretty exciting. So at least I know I got some rest coming up as Agent Fox Mulder is... coming to say hi. He's like, you're looking at your calendar? Let me look at your calendar. He's wanting to know what's up. Man, he has made it also very difficult to paint because I can't go real late at night as he will start losing his shit because he likes to go to bed at a certain time, you know? He's like a... He wants... Trying to get gunk out of his eyes here. As he's going to rub up against the microphone and try to bite me. But basically, when it starts getting like to 11 o'clock, or hell, even like 10 o'clock, and I'm painting, he is already up my ass meowing at me, wanting me to stop. Be like, hey, motherfucker. It's bedtime. We need to be moving on. We need to be moving on. And he constantly lets me know with a constant barrage of meowing and like going at, you know, at my feet. And it gets annoying super quickly. And he won't stop until I finally do. And it could be hours, you know. There's plenty of nights I've gone on to like 1 a.m. painting. And he's not much of a helper as far as that's concerned. But maybe he's telling me, like, dude, you're running yourself ragged here. We need to sleep. Like, what are you doing? As talking this much, I realize I gotta take a bit of a pause here because I need to go get some water. Parch my thirst or something. Oh man. All right. I've got some water. I do have a lozenge in my throat. In my mouth. And I apologize for that if it, because my throat's a little screwy, man. Like, not getting much sleep. And I think a lot of my neck issues and stuff, there's something that fucks with my throat when I do this. Maybe it's all the caffeine I've had in the past. I'm falling apart here. Falling apart as I need to, like, I don't know, start putting myself in a hyperbaric chamber or something. But I really want to get the downstairs done and everything and finish my house stuff. But there's just no real end in sight at the moment. Though it is crazy just going downstairs and just seeing how dark it is down there. I'm a little nervous about painting the bathroom these colors. I'm worried that it's going to be too dark in there to, like, see the toilet. I feel like I might have to put another light in there, like, above the toilet. Having a black ceiling in there seems like, just knowing how it is in the kitchen, having the black ceiling. And thankfully, I do have a light that's, like, right above the sink. But I have to turn that on when I'm going to use the sink because I can't really fucking see in the sink very well. Previously, when the ceiling was white, I didn't need lights on unless it was fucking in nighttime in the kitchen, really, to see the sink because the light would just reflect off the ceilings. It doesn't do that now. Now it's black. Hence, it makes it way darker. So I'm a little, like, I want the downstairs to all look the same, uniformal. And so I would think it would be a little weird if I kept it, like, white with the tan walls in the bathroom. That being said, though, I'm thinking it could get dangerous using that toilet and keeping it clean also. As if you can't really see much in there. I'm going to have to wear... I've got a big headlamp I can put on. I can use the downstairs bathroom. Just put on the big headlamp, you know? But I'm not so concerned about me, because mainly me... I've been using the downstairs bathroom actually quite a bit while I've been painting, because I'm not going to run upstairs every time I have to piss. But typically, under normal circumstances, I only use that bathroom, like, maybe once a day. Like, when I, days I'm working, I'll get up and piss down there after I get done eating breakfast. And mainly I just do it to go ahead and flush that toilet, keep the water circulated a little bit. Because even then, like, I really don't need two toilets, you know? It's a bit unnecessary, but I have the downstairs bathroom, and it is nice if I have company over if you're going to shit, damn it, go do the other one. We're hanging out, do it in the opposite one that's away from it. And, if somebody's shitting, I can then use the other bathroom, what have you. It does come in handy sometimes. Anyway, though, yeah, I just can't imagine with the black ceiling and dark red walls, the bathroom is going to be a totally different experience. It's like I'm just asking for anybody that comes over to start pissing all over the fucking place because they can't see in there. And knowing my friends... And particularly my buddy John from work. Yeah, I could see him just like, yeah, pissing everywhere. They're just he likes to shit in my toilets. There was I believe I might have mentioned it a few weeks back when it happened, where I fucking unintentionally left my front door unlocked, and I went to take my mother to Walmart. And he stopped by while I was there at Walmart, and he came in thinking I was home, and the door was unlocked. And he calls me up, and he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, you left your fucking front door unlocked." So he shit in my house while I wasn't home, like fucker. And it was a bad one. When I got home, man, it smelled terrible. It smelled terrible. So I'm really trying to make sure I lock those doors, especially now. So people don't come by and start shitting in my house. As yeah, that was so I was so excited that he did that for me, would shit in my house. So first thing I get to do when I come home is to smell shit inside my house. But he did flush the toilet. There was that. There was that. That is, of course, also who I'm going to Germany with. So that'll be fun. We're only going to have one bathroom for the both of us to share in that hotel room. I won't be able to get away from the shit there. I wonder if they'll have black ceilings and red walls. Probably not. You know, maybe they'll have like the walls painted in ceilings as the German flag. No, that would be fucking weird. Why would you paint a bathroom? I always thought it was weird when people went with like themes in bathrooms, like Trebejo's, when he first got his first ever apartment, he let his girlfriend at the time, like decide what to, she wasn't living with him, but, he's like, let her, pick how to decorate the, and paint, like the bathroom, which he was renting. I'm surprised that, the landlord would be, which I don't think they probably got permission. They think they just fucking painted, but they went with like blue walls and went very aquatic. Like everything decorating the bathroom was like dolphins and shit. Which I guess I get it. You're taking baths and stuff. You're thinking like, you know, Shamu, which is killer whale, but not anyway. I don't. I think it was all dolphins. It was in this bathroom. But I imagine, you know, there's water, aquatic things. I guess it makes sense, but, you know, my thought is most of the time I'm in the bathroom, I'm shitting. When I'm showering, I'm not spending that much time in the bathroom, and I'm in the shower. I'm not really looking at the fucking dolphins and stuff, unless I guess I put up a clear shower curtain, which is kind of weird. I like being enclosed in there. Feels more private. But I feel like when I'm shitting, that's going to be what I'm looking at, is these dolphins and stuff that are like on the light switches and the soap dispenser and what have you. That's fucking weird. Although I did find, you know, I've been looking at other things to really decorate the house with here. And, you know, I was ordering all these movie posters, which I've got pretty much all of them, almost all of them on in now, but I only have two of them up on the wall. Cause I only had two spots to really put them on the wall where I currently have painted. I had another spot where I thought about putting one, but, it's right across adjacent to the wall of the projector screen, basically. And I'm afraid it would the glass would reflect the light on it, and I don't think that would be a good idea. So I'm gonna probably not put one there. Because I think it would distract from watching stuff. Anyway, the light does kind of hit that wall, so that would probably not be good. But yeah, the bathrooms, man. Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say. The posters, there's, of course, famous posters of the bathroom, people using the bathroom. One being from Dumb and Dumber, Jeff Daniels, where he's all full of I forgot what exact, was it, I don't think it was a name brand laxative that Jim Carrey gave him. Like, I don't think it was Kopetator. Well, that's not real. But anyway. He gave him the laxatives, of course, you know, and he's shitting himself in Mary's house. And going to town, there's the poster you can get where Jeff Daniels' legs are in the air while he's shitting on the toilet from Dumb and Dumber. And then there's, of course, you can get the Pulp Fiction, John Travolta on the toilet reading the news. What was he reading? He's reading some kind of magazine or something on the shitter right before he gets killed. Right when Butch, that is... Bruce Willis's character comes in, takes him out while he's on the shitter. I believe that's it's been a year since I watched Pulp Fiction, but I believe it's something along those lines. Because he's waiting to kill Bruce Willis, I believe, and he just happened to use the shitter. And that is something I haven't watched yet on the projector screen. I need to get some Tarantino up on that bitch. I don't know which one will be the first one I watch. Probably Pulp Fiction. I mean, Pulp Fiction seems like, you know, the way to go. I'm trying to remember. Like, I probably have Pulp Fiction at least on DVD. I don't believe I have it on Blu-ray. I'm trying to remember. I think I have most of Tarantino's stuff up until Django Unchained. That I had gotten like a digital copy of. On Vudu. But I'd like to get... I should probably not look this up because I'll end up probably buying it. Go on Amazon here. And I'd love to have like the 4K Tarantino set, which has got to be... Got to be pretty pricey. Let's see what... Okay. I mean, this is just individual movies, which are decently priced, which I know I've got Inglourious Basterds on Blu-ray. I think that might be the only Tarantino that I have on Blu-ray, unfortunately. I think everything else is basically DVDs that I've got. I've got a sweet Reservoir Dogs and a Gasoline Can. I think that is also, of course, DVD. That might be Blu-ray. That might be Blu-ray on that. Not certain. Kill Bill, I know I've got that on not on Blu-ray, on DVD. So I got the shit out like originally, you know? When it, you know, I'm not seeing... I'm not seeing a collection. I'm seeing some cool limited edition, like 4K and Blu-ray shit. But yeah, I'm not seeing. Let's see, a collection. No. Why is there no? There's the Blu-ray collection. $150, some bitches. Oh, you know what? I don't have, unfortunately. Oh, you can get the Grindhouse double feature, which I have both films separate, but I don't have the double feature on Blu-ray. That would be nice to have. They have the Blu-ray Ultimate Collection, but I'm not seeing the 4K. It's $150 for only $26 for the DVD. But I want the good shit. Ooh. As Shelly just sent me a picture of the Jobu. Rally towel he got from the playoffs anyway, yeah, man, I'm not seeing There's 4K, like separately I can get Tarantino stuff with the 4K steelbooks, which they got some really awesome fucking collector's edition ones. But I'm like, it's like $60 just for, or $70 for like the Inglourious Bastard one. It's got a bunch of crazy shit with it. I don't need to spend that on like one thing. I'd rather just have the films, you know. I mean, it's cool having the other shit with it, but I really just want the goddamn collection of what's going on here. Like this, okay, the Blu-ray collection, Ultimate Tarantino collection, has got Django Unchained, Inglourious Bastards, Death Proof, Kill Bill Volume 2, Kill Bill Volume 1, Jackie Brown, Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs. So it doesn't have all of them either. What the fuck? It is missing a couple. The last couple films. That is a shame. I don't know why. That seems to be... I mean, it'd be a cool collection to have. I definitely would like to have the... holy shit. This one's just DVD. There's a DVD one with the 8 films. It's got True Romance added in there, which of course is one of the first films he sold. Oh no, here's a just DVD though. The complete 10 film collection on DVD. I'm surprised you can't even get the later films on DVD. $150 for just the DVDs. That's bullshit. The DVDs aren't worth that much. They are not very good quality. Get the fuck out of here with that. Ugh. Good lord, they got 4K of both Kill Bill 1 and 2, and it's $80. That is something. Mother's Day is next weekend. I know Shelley and I will be going to the zoo with Mother, and I feel like we should... probably hit vintage vinyl like after the fact, and we'll probably go because the zoo's right around the loop. I always love the loop. I don't go hardly ever go there now, but we usually eat somewhere around that area, whether it be like Blueberry Hill or where, you know, somewhere around there, somewhere on Del Mar. And, of course, Vintage Vinyl is right over there, right over by Blueberry Hill. And they've got, if you want physical media, that's, you know, an awesome place to get it. You want records, get some vinyl. And, of course, they got Blu-ray and 4K and what have you. And I'm hoping to go there and maybe find a film or two that, you know, will be good. So maybe I'll find some deals on some Tarantino there. I'm looking at the stuff on Amazon, and there's some, like, they've got a Pulp Fiction 4K Ultra HD, like $16. That's not bad, or 17 rather, which is about the going rate for most of the regular 4K ones, but, like collection, I would have thought, you know, we'd have the 10 film collection out there for something reasonable, and just have they're waiting to put out. Or well, I guess he hasn't. His number of films is debatable. I guess 10 is what he wanted to stop at, but like of him actually directing, there's only however many. But yeah, I gotta get to the something Tarantino. I don't know what again will be the first one I watch on there. Maybe Inglourious Bastards, or maybe I just go Reservoir Dogs, like the first Tarantino film that he of course filmed. which classic film. But I'm a big fan of the Inglourious Basterds. I do love the fact that they go and actually kill Hitler, put a whole clip from an MP40 into him, and it's just beautiful. And I feel like nowadays, like, the Nazis get a lot more love, and I want to see the old school ways of them just being murdered brutally. And that's a happy ending for me. We need some more Inglourious Basterds these days. just saying. hate has made a huge comeback. Not that it ever really went away. It never truly went away. But it's definitely back on the rise. And I find myself wishing for that time when things were great. When we all hated Nazis. Anyway. We didn't all hate them, unfortunately. There were still Nazis. And just seems like they're multiplying these days. The cancer that corrupts people's minds. Anyway. I haven't, I need to hook the switch back up downstairs because I am not, I'm off my game as far as all of that goes, you know, with the Nintendo Switch. My Mario Kart skills are going down, I think. I was there for a while before the whole projector thing started. My skills were getting good. I was killing it with Luigi. I was killing it. And now I'm off my game. I need to keep my Mario Kart skills top notch. Now, I do not plan on getting a Nintendo Switch 2. Although it would be cool to play the new Mario Kart World. That is not a plan I have. Especially if they're going to be like, you know, $600, $700, whatever the fucking cost is going to be after all these fucking tariffs. But that is not something I feel I have to do. I haven't really, since this whole painting thing, I haven't really touched video games really much at all. As I'd love to do that, you know, get back to playing some video games. And something more than just Call of Duty. I've been rather glad that I haven't been able to play Call of Duty, really, because it is a bit much. That game is, I'm in a burnout phase with Call of Duty. I've been there before, but I've definitely been there before. And, like, I'm at it now. but, I'm sure, you know, I'll be back on Call of Duty before too long. I'll probably not tonight. Probably not this weekend. Unfortunately, I'll be back at it at some point. As, it's just, all, you know, all my friends from work do it. And it is just something that I'll end up doing again. I'll be sucking when I come back. Although maybe not. Maybe having the break will be enough to restore some of my enjoyment to the game. I'm not going to hold my breath on that. but only time will tell. Only time will tell, as we shall see. but yeah. Yeah, Mother's Day is next weekend, and hopefully we get out to Vintage Vinyl. I mean, I might buy a record. We'll see. Really, I'd like to try to find some films on like 4K, or maybe pick another 3D title to go with. Although, again, it's kind of a pain in the ass to watch the 3D with the projector, because you really have to have those glasses fully charged before you do it, because apparently it does not work unless those things are completely charged, which sucks to have to charge your 3D glasses. It's already a pain in the ass to go, like, if you're going to watch 3D, like, oh, I got to wear these fucking glasses to watch this fucking movie. But then you also got to charge your glasses. That's really annoying. That's really annoying. When it actually works, though, they work pretty good. Like, again, when I used the glasses that weren't fully charged, it didn't work. When they're fully charged, it worked pretty good. The 3D on Rogue One. I gotta say, yeah, it's a lot of effort to go through to watch in 3D, and I don't really need the 3D. It's just like I got such a massive image. It's like I'm in the movie already, and the sound is just fantastic. And I haven't even tried the surround sound. Feel like I really didn't need to buy that, but again, I found a good deal on a surround sound system that was reviewed fairly high, and it was, you know, it was less than $200, and it's got the speaker stands I can put behind me and stuff, so I can really be in it, which I'm afraid that Agent Fox Mulder may not appreciate that much. He likes to lay on the back of the couch. If there's speakers right behind him, he may hate that. He might attack those speakers. There might be some issues. I can see those speakers getting knocked down from time to time. Hopefully they're durable. Again, we shall see, though. We shall see. And just hopefully I get through. Man, hopefully this painting, I get done at some point. Painting sucks. Had it just been the walls in like just the living room, not so bad, but trying to tackle all of the downstairs is, yeah. And the big problem is I got too many windows and shit. Too many things where it requires a small paintbrush to go around the edges, and that's annoying as shit. Painting with the roller, not a problem at all. That's not bad. I don't mind doing that. Going around with the paintbrush, around all these little areas, that can fuck off. Fuck right off. Fuck you, paintbrush. Fuck you. Fuck you right in the ass. I hate you, paintbrush. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's really all I've got to say. And, you know, by the time I upload this, we'll be just mere hours from Game 7. In Winnipeg, the St. Louis Blues versus the Winnipeg Jets. And I feel good about the Blues taking them down. Destroying the Jets. Grounding them. Making sure that they can't fly anywhere else. They're going to stay home at Winnipeg after tomorrow. They're staying home because the Blues are either going to Colorado or Dallas, which I'm not sure who leads the series currently. I want to say it might be Dallas still, but people are saying they think Colorado's going to take it. Let's up to date information here, which I don't know if they're doing a game tonight. I'm not real sure. But at the time I'm recording this, it is tied. Yeah, they're going to Game 7. Series is tied 3-3 at the time of recording this, which they play tonight. So by the time I upload this, people will already have known the answer as to whom will be waiting for the Blues or possibly Winnipeg. But let's be real. the Blues got this.
They're doing it. They're doing it. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.